Man, I wanted to tell you about this house.
What house?
But, like, time just runs out, y'all.
I know, but I want to know.
You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right, so my brother says that a guy moved in down the street from him. The house had been on the market. My brother's in real estate, so he said the house has been on the market. A little overpriced. Somebody finally bought it, moved into it, and within 2 weeks, there was a for sale sign again. My brother's like, what's the deal? Why, you know, it has to be a job transfer.
Yeah. They actually moved in.
They moved in.
Okay.
Then 2 weeks after they moved in, you know, my brother said there's still a mess in their garage. They still have a pod on the driveway. Like, they're not even fully unpacked. A new real estate agent's sign is on the lawn. So it's not the same one. The deal didn't fall through. My brother does a little research. They're moving. What? And it's not because they got a job transfer, or he's military or anything like that. They're moving.
Tell me the house is haunted.
The house isn't haunted, but I was hoping to get calls on maybe people that thought their house was haunted. That's why they had to move out quick. No, Lauren, they're moving because she does not like the water. The water is not good for their hair.
What?
You could just get a water softener.
My brother, after doing research, found out that they are moving back to their other house that they were going to rent. They're no longer going to rent that house. They are selling or going to rent the new house that they moved
into. That's the silliest thing
I've
ever heard.
Because the water isn't bad. And my brother said, it is known that when you move into our neighborhood, you have to have some sort of water softener. Mm-hmm. But they are moving out because of that.
Rich people. My gosh.
The neighborhood's not all that, dude. It's
Okay. Pretentious people. I don't know. Pick one. She couldn't get a water softener.
She really just liked the other house better. Like, honest to God.
That could be it, too. And if they didn't have the other house to fall back on, maybe it wouldn't have been so easy.
Right.
So maybe we could just throw it out there real quick before we get to Roy's unqualified advice, right? Take a call or two if you guys have something for us. You can also text us 704-570-9595 and tell us.
What's the strange reason why you moved out and sold your home?
Besides hard water.
Besides hard water.
We'll take your calls on that. We would love to hear it. Like Loren said, maybe you thought the house was haunted. So did you move out because the house was haunted?
I could see people. I would do that.
I would.
Yeah.
You would move out.
Yeah, and if I found out that there was like a gruesome murder, I'd probably move out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real weird, right?
704-570-9595.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
And the home of Wake Up and Win starting Monday morning. We can't say it enough. We can't stress it enough. Go sign up. Put your name in at kiss951.com or the Kiss95.1 app.
Right. Let's find out the reasons why you sold your house. What's the strange reason why you sold your house? 704-570-9595. Let's bring in Gary from Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Go ahead, dude. What's the strange reason you sold quickly?
Well, actually, I didn't sell, but I had a rental house, and one night we got inundated with bats. Ooh. And then the next morning we got up, and there was like 8 or 10 bats in the house. So we decided to move that day, and I didn't have any boxes. So we moved our whole house in trash sacks.
Oh, my gosh. Were the bats, like, attacking you, or were they just, like, hanging out?
No, but I wasn't trying to give them a chance to attack me.
Either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary's, like, my least favorite superhero. You know who it is. I am not happy with him. Thanks, Gary.
You can also text the studio. We just got a text message from, where did it just go? Dang it, there's more coming in, so it's pushing my stuff down. We built a house and had a room for our retired parents. After 5 weeks, we hated it and moved back to New Jersey.
Wow. And they built it for them. Let's welcome Tammy from Indianland.
Tammy? Oh, Tammy.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, you're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Great, so I had a home in St. Augustine, Florida. It was actually my childhood home. I grew up with my great-grandmother. And we always said that it must have been haunted. My grandmother built that house. She bulldozed her husband's house down when he passed away. And she rebuilt a new house. And it was crazy because she actually built a pool at the same time. And when they were digging for the pool, they had found bones. Oh. Now, this house is right down in, like, the historic district of St. Augustine.
Oh, wow.
And I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but she, when they found the bones, she actually kept some of the bones in the house. And as a kid, I remember, like, finding these, like, in a storage shed that we had. It was, like, so freaky. But anyhow, I ended up selling the house, and about, I would say, 2 or 3 months later, the lady that bought the house, she called me up, and she's like, I think, you know, this is really weird, but I just want to ask you, have you ever experienced any, like...
paranormal activity.
Paranormal activity in the house,
St. Augustine is supposed to be haunted.
Yeah, and actually, if there's a book called Ghosts of St. Augustine... and the original house was in that book. So,
interesting. Yeah.
And that's the house that she actually had bulldozed down and rebuilt her home.
Yeah, wow. No. And by the way, thank you, Tammy.
Those bones have to be animal bones, right? Like, you can't just take human remains. You have to call the police
to say.
For
it
that.
It was her great-grandma. That was a long time ago. And I'll throw this in. I think if you find stuff like that, you're supposed to stop digging and like contact the authorities.
I don't know. Maybe call the cops.
Yeah. Or like,
she's like, nope. I want this pool. Just put it off to the side. Yeah. Keep digging.
I'll put them in my house. I'll give them a good home.
I'll dig them up and put them back in. It's fine. Well, you know what we got to do is, you remember Tina from Caps,
yes.
The Ghost Hunters,
Charlotte Area Paranormal Society.
We got to get with Tina again and investigate maybe like a business or a home this year.
Absolutely.
So if you guys know any house or business that's haunted, go ahead and reach out to us at the MRL Show on Instagram so we can check it out. Let's talk with Holly in Charlotte. Holly, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So did you move in and move out?
So it was my boyfriend's grandmother's house, and I'm not sure if they moved out for this reason, but they did tell me that for years that they believed the house was haunted. They had a giant mural of the Last Supper that was painted on a wall when they moved in, and they painted over that mural about 5 or 6 times, and every single time the mural would seep through and come back.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't probably
thanks,
paint
Holly.
Over the Last Dinner. I don't know.
Wow.
No, it's called the Last Supper.
Oh, Last Supper, whatever.
Last Dinner. Yeah. Okay. You ain't going to paint over that Last Breakfast. I don't know much about the Bible, but Danielle and Stanley, we can't get to her. She said she was renting and the tree was leaning so bad she moved because she couldn't cut it down. She didn't want the tree to crash through the house. So she's like, I'll just move.
That's scary.
Can't cut the tree down.